You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to another episode of your daily entertainment news. I'm your host Nikhil. Hollywood news up next. Catherine Bigelow's anticipated adaptation of David Koepp's book Aurora has hit a roadblock as Netflix reportedly scraps the project. The film, centered on two siblings navigating a global crisis, was set to showcase Bigelow's renowned storytelling prowess. However, the director's departure from the project hints at creative differences, possibly linked to Netflix's preference for commercially viable projects over artistic integrity. Despite this setback, there's optimism that Aurora may find a new home with the director who shares Bigelow's passion for the material. While Netflix's decision underscores industry challenges, fans remain hopeful for the film's revival under the right creative stewardship. Next piece of news, Zack Snyder's epic sci-fi saga Rebel Moon continues to excite audiences with the anticipation of a third installment and extended versions of the first two parts. As Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver, prepares to land on Netflix on April 19th, Snyder teases the possibility of expanding the series further. The first part, A Child of Fire, garnered massive attention, prompting discussions about the franchisee's future. Snyder's remarks in a recent interview suggest that fan support, as indicated by Netflix's rating system, could influence the decision for a third film. Additionally, extended cuts of the movies are in the works for a late summer release, promising edgier content. The release of V. Castro's novelization of the series further enriches the universe, setting the stage for a broader narrative arc. More news from Hollywood. Exciting news for One Punch Man fans as the live-action adaptation receives a comedic boost from Dan Harmon, renowned for his work on Rick and Morty. Harmon, along with fellow Rick and Morty scribe Heather Ann Campbell, has been tasked with refining the script, signaling a continued commitment to the project within Sony. Their comedic expertise promises to infuse the adaptation with witty humor, aligning perfectly with the tone of the beloved manga and anime series. With director Justin Lin still on board, the project gains further credibility, setting the stage for an engaging blend of comedy and action. Harmon's track record of merging humor with compelling narratives, coupled with Campbell's talent for crafting chaos and wit, hints at an exciting journey into the world of One Punch Man on the silver screen. More news. Exciting news for dinosaur enthusiasts as Bridgerton's Jonathan Bailey is reportedly in discussions to headline the upcoming Jurassic World sequel. Rumors suggest that Bailey may share the screen with Hollywood heavyweight Scarlett Johansson, adding further star power to the project. Read by Gareth Edwards, the film is set to revitalize the franchise, with production slated to begin in July 2025. Additionally, David Koepp, the acclaimed writer behind Jurassic Park, returns to pen the script, promising a return to the series' roots. While Bailey's casting is yet to be confirmed, fans can catch him in Fellow Travelers and anticipate his role in Wicked Part 1 later this year. More news. Excitement surges as Keanu Reeves joins the cast of Sonic the Hedgehog 3, lending his voice to the iconic character Shadow. Reeves' addition promises to inject fresh energy into the franchise, alongside returning star Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik. Shadow, a beloved character known for his complex nature and formidable abilities, is set to add depth to the Sonic universe with Reeves' portrayal. The Sonic movie series has enjoyed remarkable success, with its latest installment grossing over $400 million worldwide. Reeves' casting adds further anticipation to the upcoming sequel, slated for release on December 20, 2024. Fans can look forward to witnessing Reeves' signature charisma and versatility in bringing Shadow to life, setting the stage for another thrilling adventure in the Sonic universe. Bollywood news. The highly anticipated directorial debut of Aryan Khan's stardom is set to take a significant leap forward as filming commences in Goa from April 19. Accompanied by Mona Singh, the Goa schedule is poised to capture the scenic beauty of nine stunning beaches across South Goa, promising picturesque backdrops for the series. Produced under the banner of Red Chillies Entertainment, Stardom is slated to be a six-episode web series, marking Aryan Khan's entry into the world of filmmaking. Notably, Aryan recently directed his father Shah Rukh Khan in an ad film for his brand. With Bobby Deol expected to join the shoot for the final days, anticipation mounts for this venture into the digital realm. Last piece of news, Shah Rukh Khan is gearing up for a grand return to the big screen with King alongside his daughter Suhana Khan. Directed by Sujoy Ghosh, this ambitious action film set on a mega budget of 200 crore rupees is currently in pre-production with plans to create a raw and rustic cinematic experience. Siddharth Anand, collaborating with the team, is seeking international expertise, engaging stunt directors from the West to ensure a global standard of action. The film aims to blend real action with VFX enhancements, promising an exhilarating visual spectacle. Scheduled to begin filming in May, King is expected to hit theaters in the second half of 2025. Well, that's all for this episode. Until the next time, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.